I'd kind of like to run a chicken farm myself and have a dog or two. And now it looks like I'll be able to maybe put it across. Won't it be great, Dolly? I'm going to see Williams again on Friday.
Stop, Lefty. Please don't talk about that anymore.
What? What's the matter, doll? I thought you'd like hearing about this.
I'm not feeling very well, Lefty. Steve, if only you go. I'll tell Lefty what we were talking about. Go, won't you?
If you're sure you'll go through with it.
Why, no, you ain't going, Steve. Gee, it ain't right to ask Steve to go just like that, Dolly. If you ain't feeling well, lie down and Steve and I'll talk.
No, I'm going. Dolly has something to tell you.
Forget it, Steve. Shall I get something for you, a doctor or something, doll? How are you feeling bad?
Oh, it's not that. I just want to talk to you alone, that's all.
Why, you know, all right, dear. I hope you don't mind, Steve. I guess it's something important.
I'll go then. Dolly, just remember what you promised me. Goodbye.
Bye, Steve. I didn't know something was the matter, Dolly. I wouldn't have brought Steve home with me if I'd known you wasn't feeling well.
I'm feeling perfectly well. I couldn't stand hearing you talk about the farm anymore, knowing what I know. That's all.
Knowing what you know?
Don't ask me yet. I'll tell you in time, in my own way. Just in a few minutes. I couldn't talk about it with Steve here.
Is it something about money?
Money? I wish it was only that.
Well, whatever it is, kid, take your time and tell me.
You've been awful good to me, Lefty. Maybe you think sometimes I don't feel that, but I do. You know,
gee, keep off the mush.
I've got to tell you how I feel first, Lefty. I've got to tell you that first.
Listen, there's no sense in you sitting up and saying how good I've been to you. Can you tell me why I shouldn't be good to you? Can you? I'm not much good at saying how I feel about things, Dolly, but I just want you to know that being married to you leaves me just about sitting on top of the world. A fella that feels that way has got to be good to his wife, don't he? You see?
You're making it awful hard for me, Lefty.
Geez, turn off the waterworks, doll. Geez, I wouldn't have said nothing if I'd known you was going to do a Niagara Falls over it.
Would you mind if I didn't tell you until some other time?
You can tell me now, kid. Why don't you get it off your chest, whatever it is? You'll feel better then.
Gee, I couldn't now. I just couldn't, Lefty. Don't ask me.
I can stand it, whatever it is.
Please don't ask me now. Please don't. Let's just do the usual things together now while we can. Here's the beer. We ain't drunk it yet. Let's drink. Let's drink happiness to each other.
All right, kid.
Smile, Lefty. Try and clink glasses.
Skull.
Skull. Promise me one thing, Lefty. Promise me you'll be careful at work after this. Promise you'll be more careful than usual.
Why, I...
Promise. That's all. Say you won't reach for any wild rivets or take any chances at all. Promise me that, please.
Sure, I'll promise, doll. But why all this all of a sudden? I've been ribbing every day for years. What's wrong?
I'm worried, that's all. It's nothing. It's just that I've got a scared feeling inside. You will be careful, won't you?
I said I would.
I hate to think of you being up there tomorrow. How high are you now, Lefty?
30th floor. We ain't halfway yet.
Couldn't you stay home tomorrow with me? Just one day? Lefty, I'd feel better if you did.
No, I couldn't do that. When one of us don't show up, the whole team's chucked out of work for the day. I couldn't do that, kid.
All right. Go then. But be careful. Be awful careful for me.
Lunch hour's over. Come on, Mario.
Okay, boss.
Get that blower on your furnace going, Steve.
All right, Tim.
See that the air compressor motor gets started, Lefty.
I'll get her going, Tim.
Hand me up the riveting gun, Mario.
Here you go, boss.
Now be climbing up beside me here yourself.
Hey, you know something, Tim?
What, Mario?
You see how Steve looked today? He's got a devil in his eye.
And how could I help but see it?
He's very bad.
Well, if I'm trying to figure out his lefty.
You think he know, boss?
Well, it's not I can be telling you, Mario. I've marked him down as a mite nervous today, and that's all I can make out of it.
I tell you, boss, something is going to happen today. Something very bad.
Go along with you. You're always predicting something direful happening. And I won't listen to none of your talk.
You listen to Mario, boss. He tell you something is going to happen.
I'm not taking it in at all, I'm not.
How many men have been killed so far in this building, boss?
Only one. Heaven be praised. And him on the first floor.
It's a time for more, boss. Every in the building kill more than the one a man. 5 or 6 or more than one. It's always in this way.
Yeah, we be setting a low record this time. You'll see, you superstitious Italian.
Hey, lefty come.
Hurry along, lefty.
I'm ready.
Steve, you got a hot one ready?
Ready. Here it comes.
Let it come.
Hey, watch the way you're throwing those rivets, Steve.
Gee, lefty, I thought that time you were going to fall for sure.
That was a close one.
Don't catch no more like that, lefty. Let him go.
He can't watch it, Steve. I don't want to take no tumble from here.
And you let it go, like I say, if he throws wild again.
One of them loose rivets would kill someone in the street if I get him. I gotta stop him, Tim.
Come on, stick out a rivet before it gets a cold.
Yeah, hold her in.
Okay, Tim, shoot.
Next.
Toss a hot one, Steve. And straight.
Now be throwing it careful, Steve.
Look
out!
It's wild. Let it go.
Got it.
Oh, look out.
Grab something. Hang on.
Hold
him. Catch him. Grab him, Mario.
Oh. Hold it a minute. I get it.
Reach for him. Quick.
Help me. Quick. Grab me. Oh.
He's falling.
He goes off.
Lefty's falling.
Mother. Yes, Sonny, here I am.
I fell off my wheel. It hurt. Oh, ouch, it really hurts.
Let me see your foot. Stop hopping around. Hold it up here.
But it hurts so much.
There, it'll be all right in a minute. There now. There, be my big boy. That's it. Don't cry.
I'm not crying.
That's right. Come up here on my lap, Sonny. Mother wants you always near her. Always near her.
You're dying.
Falling to death, down, falling to death.
Look at me, I want to finish.
Hey, throw it to me, Lefty. Throw it here.
Throw the ball to me, Lefty.
There you go, Sam.
I told you, throw the ball to me, Lefty. Didn't you hear me?
I can throw my one keep away. Ow, look at my arm, look at
Yeah, you're going to throw it to me next time when I tell you, are you?
Don't let me bully you, Lefty. Lefty, alone. You're bigger than he is. Don't be yeller, Lefty. Don't
Will
do
ya?
It.
Will ya?
Uncle!
Okay, say uncle for you. Say uncle.
Uncle!
Lefty's yeller. He said uncle.
This
is yeller.
Yeller.
Hey, what's the idea? What are you hitting me for?
I'm scared of you. Come on and fight. I ain't scared.
Hey.
Lefty, hit him, man.
I'll show you.
You
fell off the building. Dropping
fast.
Dropping.
Hurry and crank, Lefty. We gotta pull out of here.
The engine won't catch, soldier.
Gee, caught with a truck in a bombardment like this.
There's no use. It's not gonna go.
What do we do? These shells will catch us.
Under the truck.
Just in time.
I thought that had our names on it.
We dived under this truck, Lefty. The shrapnel would have hit us for sure.
I'm staying right under here.
Me too. Nothing's gonna move this boy.
What's that?
Gee. A car's pulled up beside us.
Medicons come from under there.
He's calling us out.
It's a French general.
Gee, now we're gonna catch it.
Dépêchez-vous, vite.
Crawl out.
Sir, we...
You need to say nothing. It is very brave to repair the Arthur under fire. I wish your name.
Mine's Craig, sir.
For extreme danger under fire has been made a Knight of the Legion of Honor by the French government. He will henceforth be...
You're in space.
Falling to death.
And that's the way Schmidt got killed. He was a good workman, too.
Tim.
What you want, Lefty?
I know who can take Schmidt's place as heater on the Riveting Gang. There's a friend of mine from working in the gas plant.
And who is he, Lefty? What experience has he got?
Steve Carter is his name. He's an awful nice kid. He ain't had no experience, but he knows heats. And he just got out of high school.
Well, we got to be having a fine man, Lefty. No kids will be on our team.
Oh, give him a chance, Tim. He'll learn fast. I'll risk my own job on it, Tim. You will give him a shot at it, won't
well,
you?
Well, seeing as you think so high of him, Lefty, bring the lad around and I'll be having a talk with him.
You're dying, Lefty.
A second to live.
It'll be all right in a minute. Don't cry.
Yeller.
I wish your name.
Say uncle.
There now, be my big boy.
The shells will catch us.
That's how Schmidt got killed.
Falling, Lefty. Lefty.
Dolly.
Lefty, come to me.
Dolly. Dear Dolly.
We've got to drink to each other's happiness. We got to drink.
Skoll.
They're
butter pretzels. I love you, Dolly. I'll tell you more often after this.
I love you. Thank you for buying me the farm, Lefty. We've nothing to do now but tend the chickens and be happy.
And I have the dog. I had an awful dream, Doll. I dreamed I was still riveting and fell off a skyscraper. I dreamed Steve made me fall. It all seemed so real. There I was. Why, it almost seems real now.
It can't be. You were dreaming.
No, it's almost real. I believe it is real.
No, it can't be.
It is real. It is, Dolly. Save me, Dolly!
Don't leave me, Lefty. Don't leave me. Stay with me.
Dolly, I love you, Dolly!
Lefty!
A workman fell.
A man killed.
Gee, a boy fell off.
The poor man. Mama.
Don't look at him. Look away.
Here comes the cop.
Mama, I'm scared. Mama.
Dead all right.
Let the policeman through.
Coming through. Look out of the way. Jeez, stand back there.
Fell right down here from I don't know how high.
I never saw a dead one before.
Is he dead, officer?
He is, ma'am. You'll have to stand back there.
With a wife, no doubt at all. Mama!
No use our standing here.
Ain't nothing we can do.
Poor woman, it's a sad life she'll be leading from now on.
It's me, Dolly.
What did you come here for, Steve?
I came to tell you again I didn't do it. I swear to you, I didn't. Tell me you believe me. It wasn't my fault. I was nervous. I was trying to throw the rivets straight, but they wouldn't go. I couldn't help it, I tell you. You believe me, don't you?
Please go. I'll try to believe you.
But you've changed toward me. Why don't you still love me? You will love me, won't you?
No, Steve.
But you've got to. I didn't do it, I tell you. You can't let this ruin both our lives.
I can't help how I feel. This has... drained everything out of me. Go, will you?
But, Dolly...
I can't stand this.
But I...
Will you go or won't you?
All right. I will.
Lefty.
This brings to a close the radio play Skyscraper, the fifth presented in the Radio Playbill series. We hope that you will be able to be with us again to hear another play written especially for radio production. This is the National Broadcasting Company. The Midnight Mystery Players have brought you a recreation of a rare radio masterpiece, originally broadcast on February 11th, 1931, written by NBC continuity writer Lawrence Holcomb, radio drama critic Peter Dixon called it, quote, one of the best original radio plays ever presented, one that could hardly be presented through any other medium. The sound montage, which serves at the basis of this performance, was created by Tim Kraft. Skyscraper was produced by Stan Clausen and directed by Dennis Cottrell. The players were Leon Charbonneau as Lefty, Don Strong as Tim, Robert Muzzy as Mario, Brian Watson as Steve, and Jerry DeMarco as Dolly. Voices in the following montage were provided by Janice Clausen and Stan Clausen, who were assisted by all other members of the cast as well. Your announcer is Stan Clausen.